Clashes in Yemen are raging on between Ansarullah fighters backed by the army and supporters of fugitive former president Abd Rabbuh Mansur Hadi backed by foreign forces. Pro-Hadi forces say they've captured two strategic hills in Mardi province on the route to the capital Sana'a. The fighting came on the third day of a Saudi operation aimed at capturing Sana'a. Foreign forces, mainly from Saudi Arabia, are taking part in the offensive. The ground invasion was launched after months-long Saudi airstrikes failed to defeat Ansarullah and reinstate Hadi. Well, Saudi Arabia has intensified its deadly air campaign on its southern neighbor, Yemen. Nearly 50 people have been killed on Tuesday. At least 10 people lost their lives and 10 more were injured as Saudi warplanes targeted a market in Hadjah province. Riyadh also targeted the capital Sana'a as well as the northern Sa'dah province, causing casualties. Several air raids on the provinces of Damar and Mahuit also claimed more than 20 lives. The Saudi aggression on Yemen has claimed over 5,200 lives since it began on March 26. The onslaught has also created a humanitarian crisis. Well, to discuss this further, let's go to California and talk to Cindy Sheehan, anti-war activist. Welcome to the program, ma'am. Ms. Sheehan, why do you think Saudi Arabia still insists on going ahead with its deadly campaign against the Yemeni people?
Well, I have seen many, many reasons why Saudi Arabia might be doing this. And, of course, I'm here in California, which is in the United States. And the Saudi Arabia is doing this with material and moral support and the urging of the United States of America. Of course, the United States was drone bombing, using drones to drop bombs on the people of Yemen and American citizens in Yemen also. So now they're using drones for surveillance for Saudi Arabian air raids and bombs, and they're providing cluster munitions, which are against international law. There's been many reasons proposed. Saudi Arabia wants to ethnically cleanse Houthis, Shiites. They want the United States are giving them permission and resources to do this, so they will support the Iranian nuclear deal. To me, it's just monstrous that they're creating such a humanitarian crisis, and 20 million people out of a country, a very poor country of 26 million people, are in humanitarian crisis right now. And I just heard you talking about what's happening in Israel, and Jordan said that it was a program to destroy Arab Muslims, but Jordan is helping Saudi Arabia do this to really their brothers and sisters in the region. And without any kind of really international outcry against this very poor country being so terribly bombarded by Saudi Arabia with the help of many countries in the region and the United States of America.
And so, Ms. Sheehan, how do you see the future of the Saudi war and its effects on the region? And so do you think Saudi Arabia will succeed in imposing its will on the Yemeni people?
Well, there doesn't seem to be much opposition, except I think that the Yemeni people are starting to fight back, and there has been some pushback against Saudi Arabia. But this big program to destabilize the entire region, to make sure that leadership that is friendly to the United States and the Israeli cabal are in place and stay in place, and I think that the people here of the United States have to call on our government, to stop supporting Saudi Arabia in this really genocide of the Houthi people and innocent people who get in the way of Saudi Arabia's plans.
All right, Cindy Sheehan, anti-war activist from California. Thanks for your time there, ma'am.